Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway, and I'm Duarte Geraldino. Today, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker announced a special election will be held on June 12th. There are two open seats, one in the state Senate, the other in Wisconsin's Assembly. This special election would normally not be big news. You see, the seats have been vacant since December, but Walker had been holding out on making the announcement, so the courts got involved. And now this. Sean Johnson is the Capitol Bureau Chief at Wisconsin Public Radio. He's with us now. Hey, Sean.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's back up. What's going on here? Why was Governor Walker resisting holding these special elections in the first place?
We don't know why exactly, because normally special elections are just a normal occurrence in Wisconsin. When somebody vacates a seat, state law calls for the governor to fill that seat or call for an election to fill that seat as quickly as possible. And that didn't happen here. The governor has said it's because it would be a waste of taxpayer money to call elections for these seats when, by the time they were filled, the legislature would be done with its business for 2018. Democrats have said the real reason Walker's been resisting is because he's afraid that Republicans will lose the seats, because that's what happened the last time there was a special election in Wisconsin. Democrats flipped a seat that had been Republican since 2001 and that Donald Trump carried by 17 points in 2016.
So there was a political motivation, perhaps, in this case.
There could have been. I mean, there's been a real resistance to something that's pretty commonplace in Wisconsin, and to the point that Governor Walker was willing to dig in, fight this in court, and up until recently, to the point where there were plans by Republican legislators and the governor to pass a bill to rewrite Wisconsin's special election laws entirely. That's something you don't see every day. And those were both steps that the Republicans in Wisconsin were willing to take to try to fight these elections.
It seems like the governor's hand is really being forced right now. In the past, he had claimed that the special elections would be a waste of taxpayer money, but now they're going forward. Are we to believe this is because the court stepped in?
It's absolutely because the court stepped in. If they hadn't, these elections would not have happened. These seats would have been vacant for more than a year, which, as far as we know, has not happened in Wisconsin in like the last 50 years. The governor made that argument in court that this would be a waste of money. He was rebuked pretty strongly by an appellate court judge yesterday. This was Judge Paul Riley, who wrote, quote, "Representative government and the election of our representatives are never unnecessary, never a waste of taxpayer resources, and the calling of special elections are, as the governor acknowledges, his obligation to follow." So the governor's argument that these would be a waste of money did not carry any weight in the court system, which said the governor had a clear obligation under the law to call these elections.
If we could focus on these two seats, who held them? Who wants them?
They're held by Republicans. And, you know, honestly, there's a chance that Republicans could win them again. But the way that things are going in Wisconsin and elsewhere in these special elections throughout the country, Democrats are getting some pickups that they wouldn't have gotten a couple years ago. The pendulum seems to be swinging their way. And so already after the governor ordered these special elections for June 12th and the state legislature dropped plans to try to block those elections, you've already seen a Democrat announce their candidacy for the state Senate district. So this is already an election in progress.
If you could briefly tell me, how are Wisconsin voters taking this news?
This is something that has gotten people riled up in a way that we haven't seen in Wisconsin in a while for a state issue. This plan to restrict special elections seemed to get people, particularly Democrats or the Democratic base, pretty angry. And they were charged up to fight this in court.
This is what happens when you get people angry. Thank you so much, Sean Johnson, Capitol Bureau Chief at Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you.